Good morning. Welcome to the November edition of the Community Promotions Committee meeting. We're all in high spirits today, which is good. And we don't have anyone in the audience for public comment, but I know Susan said she had a couple of things that she'd like to announce.
Okay. First, for all of those of you who are up early, I would urge you to go down to the business forum, which is upstairs at 801 Embarcadero. And John Diodati and Jerry Luhr and Noah Smuckler are going to be there talking about the visioning for the future of downtown Morro Bay. And it's preliminary to what they'll be presenting at the City Council meeting on the 30th. There's a joint meeting of the Planning Commission and City Council, but I think it's really important for anybody who has a business or an interest in business to go down there and have some input, because otherwise things can happen without you. This evening at 7 o'clock at Morro Grange, Red Cross is making a presentation on preparing for emergencies. Some of us have had that presentation before at the Business Forum. It's a really great thing. They're having a potluck dinner at 6:30, or you can just go for the speaker. No RSVP necessary. And then the other thing is the downtown Morro Bay merchants are doing a holiday seasonal open house, stay open late night on Friday, December 4th. So that's the night before the boat parade. Hopefully we catch some of the folks who are coming into town, but mainly we're looking at our local friends and families. We will have activities and things for children as well as the adults, and lots of free food and hot apple cider and coffee and drinks. And apparently if you take your hot coffee and go up to the corner at, what's their name now? Legends? The other one.
Fuel dock.
Yeah. You might get it topped off with something special. That's all I can think of. So lots of stuff is starting to happen for December with our local merchants, and stay tuned.
Great. Thank you so much, Susan.
Night, on December 5th, the following night, the open house down at the Embarcadero will be on Marina Square. It's not on?
Yeah. It's on.
It says
it's just
on.
Not loud.
The night of the boat parade, Marina Square is doing an open house, so people can come down and watch the parade, and there will be Ciders and Cookies. Morro Bay High School Chamber Choir is performing, and they are phenomenal, and it's worth from 6 to 7. It's worth coming down just to listen to the kids and then watch the boat parade. And that'll be the 5th, the night after downtown does theirs.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, so we'll move on to the approval of the minutes.
I have a comment on the minutes here.
Okay.
Just a slight on page 2. The first paragraph at the top, where it says, Member Krovitz indicated the Tourism and Business Improvement District Board's interest in having enhanced booking ability on the website, as well as separating Los Osos and Cayucas. I think we should, I don't want to separate Los Osos and Cayucas. I think it was separating from the listings, separating from the Morro Bay listings. So I would like to, if it's okay with everyone, to add to that sentence, from the Morro Bay listings, as well as separating Los Osos and Cayucas from the Morro Bay listings. That should be at the end of that sentence. Is that okay?
Perfect.
Okay. With that, I would move that we approve the minutes.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that motion passes. We'll move to our monthly reports. Peter.
Well, good morning. I'll get right into the report and see if we can go through this quickly. I wanted to share with you some experiences I had in the last week at a travel show that seems to be pretty exciting, and see what the promotion committee would like to do in support of it. So let's look at the report. First, we'll look at the promotions report, phone calls, total visitors that came in. As you can see, there's 734 phone calls, 1,814 visitors. If you look down the list, you can see a number just jumping right out. It's the fulfillment list. Travel 50 and beyond, this is the first time we've had over 800 come in 1 month. I'm sure that has to do with the ad that was breaking with the BID's first ad, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Is that the first full page ad?
Mm-hmm. It brings in tremendous amount, and I'm sure this is just the start.
If I could add, just Peter, just briefly, that one of the things that these larger ads afford us too is a different place in the magazine. Because normally we've been kind of put back within the visitor guide section. This is actually in the editorial part of the magazine, so I think that's helpful too.
Usually, when you buy a full page ad, they'll give you a better position in the book. So, along with the higher rate, of course, but you do get not only the big size ad, but you get a better position. The further forward usually is a preferred position, and sometimes they charge more for that.
Certainly added value to the previous ads, right? Well, we're looking forward to the increase. It really makes a huge difference. I mean, everything, you know, is going to increase, and I'm sure the phone calls will come too. You can see on the next page when we get to it. Referrals, you can see that this is really truly a benefit to our retail and activities, restaurants, hotels. You can see the number of referrals that happen in the course of a month. We have 2,220 different retails as are broken out through lodging, dining, recreation, retail, and real estate and events. This is something that they specifically ask for, our visitors, and we give them the list, and we go through each and every one of them. So the Visitor Center has a tremendous amount of value when it comes to referrals.
Peter, it's interesting to note, I also think that to see that the recreation referrals is twice as many as the next highest.
Well, it's what they're looking for when they come down. They come down and they want to know about the kayaks. They want to know different positioning. As you know, just as in a kayak, if you didn't know, there's different positionings on the bay with different kayak companies. So you have a viewpoint of the bay from their perspective, and it's easier to go into this if you wanted to see the north part of the bay, by the rock, then you would go to this company, and if you wanted to go in the center, you go to this company. If you want to go to the back bay, you use a different company. So it's important that they understand where all these are located. It's also important, and I don't know if you've been to the visitor center and maybe listened to some of the things that are discussed there, but just the rock itself. I mean, we could talk about the rock for 35 or 40 minutes, just about what's happening on that. It's not just a rock. It's a volcanic plug. It's 26 million years old. It's the home of the Pelican Falcon, and I mean, you can go into 20 minutes about the Pelican Falcon. It's really. When people come in, I'm here for 20 minutes. I'm here for 2 hours. What can I do? Well, you got about 2 minutes to convince them that they need to spend at least 2 days, not 2 hours. And so you go into all of this, and all of a sudden they start thinking, well, gosh, there's a whole lot more here than meets the eye. I mean, it's obviously beautiful, but there's other things going on. So it's certainly something that if you haven't been to the visitor center, you should come in and learn a little bit more about Morro Bay. I know that a lot of us think we know Morro Bay, but in reality, I was here 20 years. I didn't know a lot of the things that we discovered as we got deeper into talking to different people. Anyway, don't want to regress too much. Let's look at the next page, which is the 800 calls. You can see almost twice as many as we had this time last year, and it looks like something happened in Texas because we have 14 phone calls from there, which I thought it doesn't typically happen. So it's obviously something there. I'm not quite sure if there was something that we pinpointed there, but 14 phone calls is a lot. And then, of course, the 800 phone calls broken up in the regions in California, northern 21%, southern we had 38% of the phone calls. Central, so Fresno, Bakersfield area, and coastal, a total of 86, which is actually the same thing that happened last year. A couple of things, any questions about that? A couple of things to go over. Tonight is the third Thursday, which means that it's a mixer night, and it's at the above, it's called the Bay Room, above the Embarcadero Grill, 801 Embarcadero. Starts at 5:30, goes to 7. Come by and enjoy their hospitality. We have a lighted boat parade, of course, December 5th. They'll be announcing at the Yacht Club. Our entries, as typical, are slow towards the the end. As we get closer, it gets more and more. So we max out at 30, and it looks like we're going to be there this year too. Let's see, Joyce, is there something else that?
December the 16th is our Small Business Networking Breakfast.
That's right. And this is
going to be at Chow Bella, 725 Embarcadero.
And this actually ends this year's Small Business Networking Breakfast. We will kick off next year with a new set of information on these Small Business Networking Breakfasts, and we also will have four seminars. 2 to 4 hour seminars on different subjects, and the first one I believe is going to be on media advertising, which means social media, right? Thank you. So it should be very exciting. We're going to be giving a lot of information out next year, as we've done this year and every year in the past. can I take just a couple minutes about the trip I just came back on? We went, the Business Improvement District, I represented, of course, Morro Bay and the Chamber and all of us, but we went as a BID group to Reno, Nevada. It was the NTA, National Touring Association. There's about 2,000 people there. It was a big, big conference, and this represented a number of countries as well as about every state in the union. It was truly amazing, and what we were trying to do is we were trying to make a make it known that we would love to have tour buses coming into Morro Bay, and Pismo was there, represented. Apple Farms was there, and of course the county VID was there also, and of course we were there. And it was apparent after the first couple of days. Now, we didn't get a lot of folks come in at first, the first day or two, because they're looking specifically for tours, organized tours, not just come into Morro Bay and have people get off of the bus and wander around. They want to be structured, organized, and through. So what we did is we created a tour called the Morro Bay Oyster Tour, and it's the Morro Bay Oyster Company, and it's, if you don't know about them, I think we talked about it before. They're out in the Back Bay, pretty large, 1 million oysters, and it's very, very interesting to tour. And then afterwards, go back to Tylands Park and barbecue oysters and have a good time there. And it's a perfect setup for this. And we're also looking at the avocado tour. They're very interested in looking at the farms and going through one of them and understand a little bit about the avocados. I even was approached when that was known. Interesting, the next day, when we first started this tour idea, I got 9 coming over to where I was sitting and wanting to know more about the tour, how long, how much, and all of the details. Of course, we were kind of vague about that because we just created this tour, but it has tremendous amount of potential. I even got a visit from Amtrak, and what they want to do is they want to stop in Pismo Beach, mm-hmm. bus over to Cambria, come down to Morro Bay for the tour, and then bus over to San Luis Obispo. The Amtrak could pick it up there. Now, they're also talking about possibly spending the night, and they were wondering where they could spend the night, along the way. And, of course, Morro Bay was, the likely choice because it was the last before they go to their San Luis Obispo connection. So, anyway, he was very excited. Steve was a representative, and he just was – anytime you can make it easier for these guys, the tour operators, they love it. So when you have a structured tour, give organized notes to the guided tour notes, and help them with if you don't do it, maybe you have their guide do it. Anyway, it's very exciting. I hope you can tell that it's something that I think we should kind of wrap ourselves around. It's going to take some effort, some time, some money, some advertising to get this thing off the ground. But I'd say we got about what day is this? Actually, we have a first organized tour in April, but for a bus tour. But there's people coming in February and March too. So, interesting.
I want to give you kudos, Peter. I mean, obviously you worked with the BID with this, but I just think that this is something that Morobe has needed for so long. And part of what I know has been in discussions forever is having somebody who actually went out and worked things like that. But, I mean, I just think that it's awesome that you guys are being so proactive and that you're able to think on your feet, because to me that is like such a tangible thing to go out and say, we're getting this many tour buses to come in and each of those tour buses has X number of people. I mean, that is an active way of bringing money into our city, and so I just think that that is awesome.
Yeah, it really is, and thank you. And it you have to, if you watch the tour operators, they really didn't get too excited, and then all of a sudden when we start talking about and looking at the oysters and going through, and then as soon as you said you're a barbecue and oysters, their eyes just went like this. It's a new experience for them. They don't have anything like that on any of their tours, and he said, I could sell this all day long. So anyway, it's great.
Great. That is so exciting.
Yeah.
Terrific. Okay, so we'll move to our budget report. I know that Andrea had mentioned that she had some updated TOT information for us. So if you would like to share that, that would be great.
Great. Thank you and good morning. I just wanted to make a small correction and an addition on your TOT report. If you look at the fiscal year report for 2009-10 and go to the very last column, you've got two asterisks that generally indicate that one or two motels have not turned in their receipts. And I want to let you know that the motels have all reported and turned in their receipts for both the BID money and the TOT money for the month of August. So we need to actually move those asterisks down to September. We've got a couple of motels that are turning in their receipts, but they're just a little bit late, and they've been letting us know about that. So those asterisks need to be moved down to the month of September. And then I had the staff take a look at an estimate of what those funds might be. So we had a truer picture of what the TOT would be. And we estimated that those two motels combined would bring in between $6,000 and $8,000. For the TOT and fool around with the bid money. So if you add that, our TOT numbers are about 701 for this year total, year-to-date, July, August, and September, as compared to last year, 706. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention. So we're off slightly, mm-hmm. but we're not off a lot.
Mm-hmm. The August figure is accurate, then.
The August figure is accurate. Okay. You're correct.
Thank you.
And the September figure will change slightly. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention, and we'll make sure that doesn't happen in the future.
So would that mean that we beat September last year?
We clearly beat September last
year.
Yeah,
September was
161,000 last year. And if we look at 169 plus, let's say, 7,000, mm-hmm. We're at, 166. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's mm-hmm. my change. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. So, I mean, I think that we haven't ever looked at, like, the year-to-date benchmarks. We've always just looked month-to-month. So, I mean, obviously, August was down significantly. And, I don't know. I feel like we talked about August last year or last meeting, but, I feel like, for me, a lot of my friends' kids went back to school a lot earlier this year, and it just seems like, they're really moving up the dates when kids go back to school, and I'm sure that that really affects travel. So, I don't know, maybe looking at year-to-date is probably not a bad idea so that we do get a truer sense of where we're at, because there is going to be ups and downs and changes on a regular basis. But it is nice to see that, September was a good month. And I have to say I do miss having a hotelier on the board. And I know the hoteliers are really excited to be part of the BID, but with the changing of the guard coming in 2010, I think that having another hotelier on the board certainly is a big benefit to this group, because I don't know that anybody can shed a whole lot of light onto what is happening with TOT on an active basis. Obviously, we have the reports from the chamber, but unless anyone has anything to add.
Chair Osgood, I will throw out that I did talk to Joan Soley yesterday. And while I'm an eternal optimist, I will tell you that she felt that the month of October was very difficult. Mm. So, I hate to follow good news after bad, but October was difficult.
Yeah.
So we'll see how those numbers work out.
Right. I think it's, I mean, it seems like the economy has had just a little bit of a pick-me-up, but I think that there's so much doom and gloom about what the holidays are not going to bring in terms of spending that I think that that really has, I don't know, for at least in my business, I feel like all the small businesses I deal with are just freaked out, which does not help anyone. So, okay, John, do you have anything to add to the budget?
I'll bring a report back. I think it'll be more reflective of what's going on the next month because we still are kind of just we're definitely on budget. I can also show you by that time kind of where we're at with the BID, too, which I think will be a good comparison. So hasn't really changed much other than I can just report that we're on budget and that you'll see a big difference next month just because I usually show you a projection of 2 months out. So next month, and I'll also bring the BID budget.
Great.
So you can kind of see how, because basically it's sort of like the promotions committee's been on the trail, blazing the path, and now the BID is coming up from, and starting to take over. Mm-hmm. So, and not take over, but support that.
Sure.
So I think that was a good strategy that we had because it's given us a little bit of time to develop the creative that that board feels mm-hmm. comfortable with and also this board feels comfortable with. And we didn't instantly start without, start placing media till we were pretty sure what we had, and I'll be showing you that today too.
Great. Andrea, do you have any idea in terms of the BID collections? Are the funds on track for what they had anticipated?
They really only gave a bottom line number, but we based our number on the TOT. The total amount, $480,000, was based on the TOT that we collected last year. So I guess we could look at year to date. We're looking pretty good.
Right.
It's going to be hard without a year of history, but I think year to date we're looking good. And I will remind the committee that we held back approximately $90,000 in, we'll just say, contingency. We didn't budget that. So if it comes in, that's going to provide a little extra funds. But the board felt that they didn't want to budget all the money they expected to come in.
I
so we budgeted approximately $380,000, mm-hmm. $390,000.
Right. Right.
With $90,000 held back, and as we go along throughout the year, perhaps we can send that out a little bit.
Okay, I do remember that. Okay, great. Thank you. Does anyone have anything else they'd like to add to the budget report? No? Okay, we'll go ahead and move on to John's advertising agency report.
Okay. First, I just wanted to go through the web stats and got a few new things for you to look at. As you recall, we started going over to Google Analytics, which is basically a new form of reporting, and we created kind of a little dashboard that shows, I think, kind of what's happening a little clearer. And that opening page there, you can see in that we had 10,000. Now this goes from October 15th through November 15th. We had 38,000 page views and 10,000 visits, as well as below 50% is a good bounce rate. These are people that are coming back and forth on the site, 40%. And we had a 77% of a percentage of new visitors, which is another good statistic to look at. And I can pass this out. You guys can see a little bit more of the detail. I won't go through it all, but one of the things that we tried to do, too, as you can see, as far as, the browser that people are using, what type of search engines they're using, and all of those things. And I'll just pass this out for everybody just to take a look at. But what we also did, and this was a request by the BID board, and Billy, it would be this one here, followed by the state one. What we did is we looked at, we obviously realized that the majority of our people are coming from the United States, but we also had a percentage of people coming from different countries as well. So we were always able to look at that, but what we did is we looked at the state, where they're coming from by state. So California leads, of course, with 7,000. This is, again, from the month of October through November 17th, followed by Texas, which is interesting because we had Texas calling us too, 174, followed by Arizona at 153, Nevada 136, Washington 131, New York 121, Missouri 111, Illinois 106, Oregon, and on. So it's interesting that, you know, it's pretty much parallels what you'd think, 11 western states, people that are closer. It's interesting that Texas beats Arizona. I would think Arizona would be our next biggest one, especially since we're Arizona people are able to fly here direct. But also, I think maybe with U.S. Airways, U.S. Airways is a big carrier to Texas, too, so maybe that's one of the reasons. And we do advertise nationwide. We don't do it extensively, but things like Travel 50 and Beyond, Coastal Living, those all give us those other states. So hopefully that's been helpful. And then if you look at California, it's interesting because it's our number one location, which I guess is good and bad, is San Luis Obispo. So we have over 1,000 people during that month, and I think a lot of this is attributed to events. So if we have a particular event going on, people know they can go to the website and they can find out about that event. Now, granted, this is necessarily people who may probably are not going to spend the night, which is something that we want to achieve greater numbers on, but also it's also people now so much that people are mobile. If they're in San Luis Obispo, this could still relate to using their cell phone or their iTouch or whatever and trying to find out where to go once they're here too. So I think that's an interesting statistic. But followed right behind that is Los Angeles at 772, then Fresno 530, San Francisco 375. Bakersfield 282, again local, Grover Beach 174, San Diego 139, Sacramento 131, Santa Barbara 130. So we are getting a lot of people that are close by, followed by San Jose 99 and on, Visalia 76. But one thing I think that's interesting is if you think about it, we've always thought that we're appealing to the valley, and I know there's been some discussion, you know, that we should, you know, move our dollars or whatever. But I think it's interesting if you look, LA is our number one destination outside of the local cities. And then if you added San Francisco and LA together, they would beat the Bakersfield Fresno market. So, and that's, I'm proud of that just because that's something that we've tried to do, where we've tried to go after the Southern California, Northern California market, because we do feel like we're going to get a lot of local people to come to us already. And when I say local, the Valley people. And we don't want to abandon them, but I think we've been able to achieve some interest by the Southern California, Northern California people. So hopefully this will expand as we expand the advertising too. So that gives you a pretty good picture of the web stats, and now we'll be able to present that so you'll be able to look at the stats that are coming in, but also where they're coming from.
You know, John, this is really interesting. These reports are so much better, obviously. But this is interesting because 3.45% of the people, that the source was LATimes.com,
right,
which I think is pretty impressive. I mean, it's ranking up there with Google and Yahoo and Bing. I mean, to even be on there is neat to see that we obviously are getting a lot of traffic directly from LA Times.
Right, and we did a pretty extensive campaign with that, a lot of value added. They have a series of different types of targeted newsletters to where you can get everything from you know, empty nesters to singles to just because those people have all given what their interests are, and the particular newsletter is geared toward that demographic. And then of course there's one for travel. So what we were able to do is sponsor some of those newsletters. So we're not just running banner ads on the whole LA Times site, which we are doing that as well, but we're also sponsoring newsletters, so we're targeting. The LA Times is not alone in this. I mean, they realize that's where their future lies because the print part of it is waning and the internet part is gaining. And they're pretty smart people, you know, and they've got a pretty big organization behind them. And I think they're figuring out a way to really capture the audience by using the internet. And we've pulled a lot of our dollars out of, well, we really never ran really in print in the LA Times, but we're expanding beyond just the newsletters that we're doing of sponsoring their newsletters that go out to their specific targets.
That's great. I had a question, too. I noticed on there that the average time spent on the site was only 3 minutes, and I thought it was a lot higher than that in the past, like almost 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think that, to be honest with you, I think we're getting a little better data now that we're using Google. I wouldn't think that it would change that dramatically from what we had. 10 minutes seem like a long time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it is how we were monitoring the research before, or the data before. This is probably a really truer, clearer picture. There are ways to say that they spent 10, maybe they came back or whatever, but I think this is a really good indication now. I think this is a lot cleaner than we had before.
Mm-hmm. So maybe the 10 before was like if they had visited our site multiple times over the month and they added it together.
I would think that could be.
Yeah. 10 minutes seems like a long time. 3 seems pretty good.
Right. So. And actually, you know, part of that could be that since it'll be interesting to see if these statistics change. I mean, we obviously want to have more out-of-market people going to our website, too. You know, the people that are going to find out a time on a day, on a particular event, or, you know, like what time does the Avocado Margarita Festival start, they're not going to spend a lot of time on the site. They're going to go to that one particular spot. And so that's probably one reason for that, too.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, John. We really appreciate all this additional information.
So what I wanted to do next is show you some creative that we did. And, Billy, it's this one right here. If I gave you this one. Peter mentioned going to the NTA show, and one of the requirements is he had to have a profile of the destination and then really what we have to offer. And they're really restrictive, as Peter will attest. I mean, you can't slip anything else in. You've got a 2-page flyer that you need to distribute. So we designed this for Peter to take with him. Obviously, an overview on Morro Bay. We have our new logo on there. And then if you'll flip it over, kind of a location, and then the stats. And
so now tell us what is this?
This is the fulfillment piece that Peter used for the show. And maybe, Peter, you can...
Oh.
And then right up there at the top, very handsome gentleman that's featured as our spokesperson.
Who put that picture in there? Actually, when it started getting exposed, and people started figuring out Morro Bay is here, we all were comparing our profiles, and ours was actually one of the better ones out there. So John did a great job because they really liked exactly, couldn't find anything wrong with it. Because we were looking at different profiles, trying to figure out did they really hit what they were trying to do. And John, you hit it right on the target because they loved our profile. Hated the picture, but they loved the profile.
So I think that, and I know Peter already discussed it, but I think things like NTA, you know, again, this is some of the things we can do with an expanded budget. I can recall years back when Morro Bay was more involved in the tour business, and it really is, as Peter said, it's something you really have to commit to. I mean, you have to lower your price to some degree because they are looking for deals, but in this current economy, that welcome business is there, and you don't have to give it away, certainly. But I can remember being, I think, in the Old Roses a few years back, and it was just my wife and I sitting there with maybe one other person, and then all of a sudden a tour bus came through, and the whole energy of that restaurant changed because it was filled within a half hour, you know, or 5 minutes. And then I think actually what that does is you get more tour buses coming through, you get more people in the downtown, you get more people shopping, more people going to the restaurants. That energy is created for the other visitors as well. It just creates a better sense of more people here, and it's more vibrant. And I think the hoteliers are certainly going to embrace it. And I know the BIDs talked about it, and certainly they were willing to commit the money to go to the show. So I think it could really be a good opportunity for us.
Mm-hmm. Billy, could you flip that so we could see the other side again? Oh, thanks. Yeah. That's a great shot.
It's lovely, too. Mm-hmm.
So the next thing I wanted to talk about is a very big thing, and that's the website. And what we've done there, sorry to keep switching you around, Billy. what we did is we talked about it in this group, and then we set up a website subcommittee, and Ed's a part of that, as well as Bill was, and then they joined 3 members of the BID committee, and it worked really well. I think we all came up with some great ideas, and so what we wanted to try to do was to, if you could click on that.
Do it.
Can you make that bigger like it was before? Pull it into the browser.
That's how it is in the browser. You want it solo?
Can you click on it? Doesn't it go full screen if you click on it? There we go. And then if you could just kind of center it up a little bit. So this is the first design, and the whole idea, and again, this gets back into kind of the, we had another subcommittee, which was the creative subcommittee, and the creative subcommittee looked at the ads, which I'll show you, and it's basically, you know, took your guys' input as well, of course. But what we decided is that, you know, one of the features that we have here is the aspect of that we're on Scenic Highway 1, and we miss a lot of people because I don't think they know to get off and come here. So one of the things that we decided to do is, in this particular design, is to have a little bit of nostalgia associated with Morro Bay and the image. And as you can see, and then what this will do, the top part is reflective of, if, over to the left is one from one of our ads that has been approved, and then Discover Your Better Nature, and then that would be the Jackrabbit feature that's actually just a part of the website. So that's where you would be able to go in, find out all the available hotels that are available for your date of stay, and then a whole list would come up. And so then you go down to the image, which you see there, which is the Highway 1. This is a montage. Obviously, this picture doesn't this location doesn't exist. It's all in the mind of the designer. But what it does is we'll have a flash element to that, so the birds will fly, the car mm-hmm. will move, and in addition, that's one way to go, and then the other way would be to have a slideshow, so that image would appear, and then there would be like three others that would appear. And then, Billy, if you wouldn't mind just kind of pulling down just to show the rest of the... So right here on the events, what this would do, and as this shows up on your computer, it's not as condensed as this, but for the purposes of showing you more detail, decided to go this way. But as you have all of the different... navigation. On the side, there's lodging, special deals, chamber of commerce, multimedia gallery, which would include video as well as the photo gallery, and then Morro Bay history, and then a travel blog that we're going to create, which would be written on a daily basis about what's happening today in Morro Bay.
And who's going to write that?
We have some staff that's going to do that. And working also with the chamber to find out. They're kind of our person on the street. And then down below, again, just another way, refer a friend, translate this page. You can see that the website will be in all these different foreign languages, be able to translate. And then, Billy, if you wouldn't mind, just pull up a little bit to the where the events are, right up the top. Pull down a little bit. Actually, up, I guess. Sorry. So right here, what we'll do with the events, because we found out that the number one thing that people go to is they go to lodging, then they go to calendar of events, and then they go to plan a trip. So what this will do is you'll be able to advance this, so all of our events for the year will be on the web, on the homepage.
So it'll be like a... Like you could just click that arrow,
right,
and
it'll just slide.
In order.
So, like right
That's
now,
cool.
You could look at Winter Bird Festival, then Lighted Boat Parade will slide, then Photo Expo, Avocado Margarita, and they all have little icons. But then, in addition to that, if you don't click on that arrow, it's going to be moving slowly as you're on the homepage. So there's going to be not too much movement because we don't want to get distractive, but we'll have the flash element going. And then that will showcase our events. So those events will be moving as the viewer's looking. And if they want to move faster, if they want to hit on one particular event, they can click on that arrow and they'll just slide really fast. So I think that's a way to really showcase. And, you know, Peter's group's been great at getting us great events, you know, like Avocado Margarita Festival, the Photo Expo. We have a lot of really great events. And what we want to try to do now is the next level of that is to have packages. So we have a Winter Bird Festival. We have a multitude of lodging packages associated with that, along with dining and shopping. And we also have, you know, all the other events that would go forward with that.
So, John, there's not a separate... title for shopping, is it under activities?
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, top attractions, I mean, I think it would depend upon what it would be. But yeah, we would certainly include that. And also we're not going to tamper with any of the list, you know, the things that already are there as far as lodging guide, dining guide, shopping. All that would be able to be found. Because these would be pull downs on top of there. If you could go to the next design. So then this is another idea. This is a little bit different in the sense that it's a different design. There's three basically that to consider. This one would have, we've talked about two different ways to go. One would be sort of more of a nostalgic approach, and one would be more of a beauty, dramatic shots. So you see the background there. That would be full screen on the person's computer. Depending upon the computer, that white area is really kind of the live area that what you have to work with. But what this would do is you'd have a dramatic shot that would slide, so there'd be a slideshow that would occur, so those pictures would slide out and a new one would come in. And then you see there's the logo up at the top, the navigation, and then the copy, and then events would be off to the right.
And the book a room, is that blue line in the middle?
Yeah. Maybe if you wouldn't mind optimizing that one, Billy, so we can... So the idea here is to use really dramatic visuals to create attention. And so then there's the jackrabbit. And you see home, dining, lodging. I think that order would probably change. It's just for design purposes now. But if you go scroll down, you'll have quick links with lodging, special deals, chamber of commerce, multimedia gallery, Morro Bay history, very similar to the other. Sign up for the newsletter. So really today what I'm presenting is really the design. I mean the other fine-tuning of copy and all of that will come. So we really need to kind of embrace which direction we're going to go design-wise, and then we start building the site.
So you're showing us choices that can still be made in terms of what that page is going to look like.
Right.
Because I prefer the second one to the first one by miles.
Well, I think what I'd like to do is get the input from this committee, but the reality is the BID is paying for the redesign. So I'll certainly take that, you know, to that committee. And I think that the decision by this website subcommittee was on the first one.
I feel like it was... It looked like somebody on a bad trip. It was too confusing, too busy. It looked like Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk meets Star Trek or something. I don't know. Just didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, I don't see that.
Yeah, I think I was at the meeting, and I think the thinking was that this type of page, although it's very beautiful and the photography is excellent, it's like you see on every other web page. That's like a stock web page. There was a uniqueness to the other page. It was different. When that car, I don't know that John explained it, but that car that you see at the end of the road, that's going to move down toward you. It's going to be coming by you. The birds will be flying. And it gives you a feeling of driving up toward Cayucas on that central coast, you know, on that road up there. And it was just a different approach where the other pictures were a standard approach. So not only you know our side of the committee, but the BID also was there, and they unanimously, there was another treatment that John had for this too, and they like that.
If you want to show that third one, Billy, that would be great.
So that's why, that was the thinking behind, I mean, I don't know that you have to agree with it, but that was what the thinking was, and that's why that one was chosen.
And this is the third idea, which is, again, just a different way to display the slideshow, the flash. And this basically, these pictures would be rotating, and you could click on them, and they would flip over. So you'd be able to see a variety of different shots. And then kind of, again, the same type of design and navigation. Then the different navigation, and then again the events would be very similar to where those would move horizontally, so they would actually be moving too.
So when you say that they're moving, like even
they
with
would
the
be
photos,
scrolling.
Okay, so you have to actually put your cursor over them to get them to move. No. They wouldn't just
automatically. Right.
It's not like a flash thing that would just be
No, it would be flash, but you could also speed it up by clicking on them as well.
Okay.
So those images would slowly transition, and they would sort of fold out.
Okay, cool.
There was one other point, I think, in the other page, and that the where you navigate, the navigation bar that's at the top, that navigation bar on the first one was in the middle. And I think the committee also liked and commented on the fact that your eye went right to the middle of the page for lodging, travel. It was all there in the middle of the page rather than at the top. And that was another element of the...
Could you go back to the first one, the one with the highway one?
Yeah, see, it's in the middle, it's at the bottom instead of at the top. And of course, the lodging people, and you have to remember, they're interested in getting motel reservations. It's very prominent right at the top of the page where you can immediately book a room, right in that upper right-hand corner.
I think part of this, too, is that it's not just this image. I mean, this image would transition out as well. It would start with the flash, but the images that you saw, the really dramatic ones, would occur as well. So... Mm-hmm. I think it's important, even though we're, you know, studying this, the reality for the person that's going to visit the site, this is what they're going to open with, but they're going to be able to see a variety of other images that would be taken from those other two designs, too.
You know, John, I love this design. I love the idea of something moving, too. It glues you to a page, and if you shift it to another one that's doing the same thing, you're never going to leave. One of the things that I keep being approached with in every other meeting I go to is, why is shopping not presented anywhere? Because, and I know we do this, we have certain places we go, if we go to Santa Barbara where we stay, because we're going to go shopping while we're down there. And that we're not presenting that image enough that there's shopping to be done. Because people will go somewhere, and I do hear this in my store too, people go somewhere because they want to go to their favorite stores and eat at their favorite restaurant, and they have their whole little thing they want to do there. And I'd love to see, you know, more of those people that come to Morro Bay and spend the weekends, they can eat at their favorite restaurant and shop at their favorite store and go walk along the boardwalk, you know. And I hear that, and most people saying that, of course, are people that travel and shop or that own a store where people shop. But, you know, we don't ever have shopping presented, or we don't have a lot of graphics of people with bags in their hands coming out of stores or couples shopping together. I know when that company came through that did stock footage to be used in ads and things, they did a ton of that kind of stuff, of retail and dining. And we're not using that. Is there a reason we don't do more shopping?
Well, I think this, I mean, again, this is just the opening to the whole website. You know, this is what we're selling is the location.
Well, I mean,
the
magazine
beauty.
Ads.
I think that the website itself will have, and I think in the ads, we certainly do talk about the three different experiences that you can have shopping, whether it be the Embarcadero, the downtown, or North Morro Bay. I know I've made a point to make sure that I know one of the things that people in North Morro Bay felt like they were being excluded, and we mentioned those three shopping areas. Also, I think that, you know, we're going to have that link. I mean, people will be able to view all the different galleries, all the different shopping experiences. I mean, all that will be in the website. As you would pull down on one of those navigations, I mean, activities could certainly, you know, we could look at including shopping. I think that those were the ones that were the top picks by the people who come to the website. That's what they're looking for.
It almost seems a little redundant to me that activities and top attractions both are there. It would seem to me that maybe we might be able to combine the two of them and put a shopping tab in there. Mm-hmm. You know, I was looking at it, and I'm thinking, well, this is a beautiful page. I really like this. But in all honesty, I do think it needs a pull down for shopping.
Well, or, you know, when we sat down, recently I sat down with other people, three of them marketing people, three of them business owners, myself and my business partner, and we were flipping through information that was coming from other destination sites, looking at doing some combined advertising for our own businesses. One of the things that I saw over and over again, rather than necessarily a tab that says shopping, because I know for myself, I'm not going to read down the list as much as just go there and experience it. Just a photo, just a visual somewhere of, you know, shopping area, somebody with a bag in their hand. I think that gets the message across that there is shopping here.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me like the challenge with putting a shopping tab in there is what's going to be the drop down on shopping, a list of all the stores, or
which could be
it should be a list of all the stores, because don't forget that this website is also sponsored by us, mm-hmm. by the city of Morro Bay, which mm-hmm. is supposed to represent all the businesses here. Mm-hmm. And the chamber is part of the host of this website, and many of them are chamber members. I think it should there should be a list. Everybody who's got a business license that's got some kind of storefront.
Mm-hmm. Well, there will be a list.
But I think it, I, you know, when I go and try and navigate it and think, well, is shopping an activity? I mean, to me, an activity is kayaking.
Well, it's I think part of what the way this was done, and I would agree that the top attractions, you know, I think top attractions was really going to be more related to like Hearst Castle, you know, attractions that are out that they could use this as a home base and then go visit. But again, those navigation items are all up for discussion. This is really the first idea is to pick the design, because they're dramatically different. And I think that we'll certainly get everybody's opinion, and everybody that's involved, we want to make sure that, you know, everybody's included, whatever their business is. But the number one thing that we're doing is lodging, because that is what we'll get. If they stay here, they'll shop. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I think that once we get them into the site, that people will... And we want them to be able to find all this, of course, and that's part of the challenge of good navigation. We don't want to hide anything from them. But the reality is that these are the things that the customer, at least for right now, cares about. They want to know about lodging. They want to know what the events are. They want to know what the activities they can do, and they want to know where they can go eat. And that's not to say that we can't have shopping, you know, as a big part of that, because I think the shopping is unique here.
I think shopping would go under activities or something like that. It's just I'm just thinking as a draw, when I'm looking at a presentation of a place to go like this and the top really draws me in, then I want, as I'm going through, just, you know, maybe the next one that flashes through, I just want the idea that they're shopping there. I don't need the details of all the stores. I just want the idea of presenting everything we have to draw people in. And that's what I'm thinking is, for a lot of people, shopping is the draw. I mean, you know, we see those people wandering around all the time. They're here to shop. Great. Just the idea that it's there. I don't think we need to go into a ton of detail. Once we get them here, they will shop and they will go to the restaurants. You know, just knowing that it's there, I think, is what's going to draw people in. And again, and this is what I hear a lot, too, a realistic representation of what people see when they get here. If we market us to look like Carmel, they get here and we're not Carmel, then they're disappointed and we're not going to get the return customer. This looks like what Morro Bay looks like to me. And I think those kind of realistic views of what we are.
Now, that picture in the middle to me looks like San Simeon. What? Where is that picture? Do you know, John?
It's a composite of a whole
bunch. It's a composite
but
of
like that, but that like center picture with like.
Well, I think it's really just to be. It's stuff? Just to sort of be synonymous with Highway 1.
Okay.
Beautiful, a road. You know, frankly, in designing this, I mean, that's the picture that was selected just sure. to try to emulate that. I mean, the other thing we can do is, I mean, and if we really wanted the true flash to work, is go out and film this. I mean, that's a possibility
right.
too. And we may have to do that, frankly, because, you know, I can come up with all these great ideas until you talk to the flash guy, and the flash guy says, well, I can't do
Are
that.
Are you right? Yeah. Well, I mean, and in my opinion, I like that photo, and I understand, like, the whole concept, and I like the ocean and everything, but... I mean, I don't know. I think that it would be better, in my opinion, if it was like a real photo of Morro Bay, you know, because that's not... Like, if you were driving along Highway 1, I guess if you were driving south on Highway 1, you could be headed toward Morro Bay, which you would be traveling south if the ocean was to your right.
Well, I think the reality is of this design is that it's a montage.
Sure.
You know, that sign does not exist in that
right.
position. The
right.
Morro Bay does not exist
well,
in that
this can
spot.
Be tweaked, right?
But I think
so.
What it is it's a montage of things, and I think what that open road suggests is that it's beautiful, it's not very crowded, and mm-hmm. it's scenic Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that we're going to try to do as a, you know, sort of a branding and positioning is don't miss Highway Scenic 101. As people are driving on 101, we want them to get off, and we want them to think, and it's true, but we're kind of fudging a little bit, is they're going to miss getting on Highway 1 if they don't get off here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to lead to something else. I'm going to talk about a billboard too. That's an idea that we might, but again, out of the BID budget, they want to do a billboard.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ideas of the billboard was to sell Scenic Highway 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, and just to even jump even further along down the way, as you all know, the county an incorporated area is going to have a BID or has a BID. And there's been some even discussion, and they are very, very preliminary, and I can't speak for that group, but of maybe even working together in promoting something that would start in Morro Bay and go on up through, that whole experience, because we are the first, we're the gateway to
that's,
Highway 1.
That was David's idea, the gateway to Highway 1.
Right. So I think that's going to be real important because, I know we've talked about this for years, is I've had friends where I've told them to go see Morro Bay. They never got off. They just drove on and thought, well, it was kind of nice, but there really wasn't much to see. I mean, they literally never went into town.
Right.
And I know that seems really ridiculous for all of us, but it happened. Mm-hmm. These people are fairly intelligent, but, you know, they totally missed it.
You can't tell from the highway.
I know.
It's just the way our town is laid out, you know.
And that's a real challenge for us. But mm-hmm. I think that branding us as this, and I know, Susan, we talked about this a lot, you know, kind of the nostalgia thing. And that's really what we're trying to do here is these aging baby boomers that all took road trips with their parents. And, you know, this is kind of like hopefully trying to get that idea across is that it's just this really tranquil place that you can go that's not very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's located along Highway 1, which is, I think, everybody sort of has an image for that.
Mm-hmm. So, John, where do we go from here? Do you want our, obviously we've all shared opinions. Do you want us as a group to vote and then send that information to
well,
the
ID? I think that would be fine. I mean, I do want your input. And when I say that it's ultimately up to the BID, I mean, we do have two members from this board who we elected to have a website subcommittee
mm-hmm.
because, frankly, it's a challenge to try to appeal to
everyone.
14 people. So we have to have subcommittees, and we have mm-hmm. to kind of relate to them.
So are you saying that because the subcommittee has given their input that that's the input? Or
No, not at okay. all. But I will say that, you know, in trying to get further along the way, you know, is to look at the subcommittee. Now, Peter wasn't at that meeting, so Peter still has a vote. So he's going to be able to say how he feels about these three designs and give input. And also, he's representing the chamber. So he was at the NTA. So we're not done yet by any means. But what I was hoping to do is to get some sort of direction on which way we want to go so I can go build the site, because there's a real desire to get the site done because the advertising's running, and this is where the fulfillment's going to go. This is where people go to answer, you know, this is where we're directing them to on the ads.
Okay, so I guess maybe...
So I would appreciate everybody's opinion, everybody's comments.
Okay.
I'll certainly weigh those, and ultimately, everybody makes it. I don't make
right.
the decision. I just listen and then try to get as much opinion as I can to try to find out what the
right.
consensus is and then come back with something.
Okay, well, why don't we just vote real quick? So how many people like the first one the best?
I do.
You do, Liz? Okay. This one, yeah. So Ed, Joyce, no?
It has the movable parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Joyce, Liz... Okay, I think I do too. So I guess we all like that one the best. Sorry, Susan.
It's fine. I would really like to see it, though, if you could go out and get a real picture. Because I'm with you on false advertising.
I agree with that. I get concerned that we try to create an image that we're not and that... You know, then people are upset that they get
well,
here
I think
and they're
that's,
like,
that's
what?
Fine because this basically is a comp. I mean, this is
right.
just
sure.
a look at what it could be. And it's too expensive. Unless I'm a New York Madison Avenue ad agency, I would have gone out and shot this and then charged you for it, even if you didn't want it. But, you know, it's better to find out now that, you know, what we want to go, where we want to go, and then enhance this. And frankly, mm-hmm. my web designer, and I'll have to bring this to the, you know, to the BID group as well. I mean, he'd prefer for this just to be sort of the idea, and then give it to the flash guy to develop. But there's a little risk in that too, because we don't want to go too far away from what's been approved. Mm-hmm. So there's always this challenge of enhancing it, but not going too far away from what the original design is and what everybody had a consensus on.
If I can interject something a little bit late from the categories you're talking about, Tracy, at the visitor center, and in our visitor's guide, shopping as its own mm-hmm. category, and I think it highlights it much more succinctly.
And that's where they can go for that information.
Than if than an, than putting it in with activities.
Right.
I think activities
we actually
has
have
to be
a folder for a separate brochure
yeah.
just
for shopping.
I would say that just based on what I'm hearing, that the group as a whole does, and obviously we're more merchant based than the BID is lodging based, and they're paying for it, which we understand, but. I think that there's definitely a consensus in the group that we don't feel like shopping is prominent enough and that we would like to see that more prominent if you could pass that along.
Okay.
And, you know, my concern there is not just for the sake of the merchants and being a shop owner, but I want to see people come back to Morro Bay. And mm-hmm. presenting it as a whole package with the full experience mm-hmm. of why they're going to come here, spend the night, come back, you know, the idea that there's an opportunity to go shopping other than just sightseeing in addition to shopping is why they're going to spend another night.
Right.
And that's what I'd like to see is how the two support each other. I just think we have a better overall package. When we pull it all together, people are going to come stay longer and come more often.
Right.
So that's my concern.
If I may, I'd just like to reiterate that it is important that we all, every business in Morro Bay remembers that we are representing everybody else. We are ambassadors of goodwill. We have to make it very, very clear. We want you here. You are welcome here. Please come back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, anything? Oh, I know, John, sorry to bring one other thing up. I wanted to say I'm not a huge fan of that Morro Bay logo with all of the different pictures in it. Could you scroll up to see so we could look at that, Billy? I just think it's really hard to read. I mean, even being from Morro Bay, I look at that and go, what does that say exactly? Like, and especially when, like, I don't know, that's just my input on that. And maybe you're going to cover this, Sean, but have they decided on that logo? It seems like a couple of things we looked at have had that logo.
The logo that's the...
The rock with the birds?
Yes.
Great. I like that logo. I think we all liked that one.
Well, but I think that was the consensus of this group.
Great.
So those two actually matched, which was
good.
A good thing.
Well,
but no, let me show you why that's in, because I'm going to show you some ads that
okay.
have been done. And that we certainly can lose that. But it's a way to try to tie in the ad campaign, too.
Well, and I guess, in my opinion, I like the concept. But I just feel like if the graphic designer was able to darken the black around the actual letters, that it would
right.
be clearer that it said Morro Bay.
Because I like the concept.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I think actually outlining it would probably be helpful.
I think that'd probably be all it'd take, yeah.
So, Billy, would you mind showing the it's the print ads that are there? I think I gave you those.
Just for the minute, so was it a consensus that the Morro Bay on the top left-hand corner needed to be maybe more dramatic or changed in some way? Because I'm trying to get a consensus
okay.
for
outlined.
5 minutes.
What does the group say? Yeah, I think it's a consensus. That, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect.
And that was some comments that I got from the subcommittee, too, so that relates. So what we tried to do, and I showed a variety of ads in the last meeting, and I think I probably, in retrospect, showed too many ads because it sort of got lost on what we were trying to achieve. And then I went on to the next meeting and showed those same ads and got a variety of opinions. So, again, what we tried to do was, and that's not a bad thing. That's human nature. It's just the way it is. But I have a job to do, and that's to get some approved ads that can run. So what I did is the BID committee, and I got to tell you, these ads really don't do it justice on this overhead.
No.
So what I'm going to do is pass these out, and I need these back because this is for my next meeting too. But I think there's a whole stack here. But so you'll see the first ad, and then you'll see a second ad. If you just grab one each.
And then pass them back too
yeah.
at the end. Okay.
So these,
John, I'm sorry, go ahead.
These ads were taken from the opinions of this board and then the other board, and this is what we came up with.
Okay.
And these are approved. I mean, these are done.
Okay. And are they actually, like, scheduled to run somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
So the very first ad you see, the idea behind this is to take a dramatic photograph and go less on copy, less on picture insets, and obviously have the new logo. And basically, it's make your way to Morro Bay to uncover treasures and discover your better nature. So, also emphasizing your better nature. And then one of the things that was thought was we really need to emphasize the website. And so it's visitmorrobay.org and learn about great places to stay, dine, and activities to enjoy. And the body copy in all of these ads is the same. And there was a lot of in past ads that were close to Hearst Castle because it's still the number one state attraction for California. So when we're very, very close to that. So that's the first ad. The second ad is a variation of that. And again, the copy is the same.
So, John, where are these ads running? Do you remember where the first one's being placed?
No, it's basically, I know one, we have ads that are going to be running in Architectural Digest and Gourmet.
Wow.
Those are going to be for California, actually for Orange County. We're just buying Orange County.
Oh.
And we have ads in National Geographic Traveler, Coastal Living.
Wow.
Travel 50 and beyond.
So these are all magazine ads.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
So then if you look at this one with the boat. So then this is the third ad that's developed in the series. Mm-hmm. And this can give you an idea of how the different pictures can relate into this campaign. So, and then we've changed the logo color to match the graphics. So as you can see, this really captures more of our bay and the seaside village aspects of it. And then the final ad, which is an ad that seemed like the consensus was some tweaking everybody liked, mm-hmm. which was this. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason why we tried to incorporate that mm-hmm. image onto the website,
sure.
which I think we can still achieve if we just, as you said, maybe get a little darker background to it or border. But on this ad, I think we'll probably use this for like more California related magazines like 805 Living. This would be, in the future, maybe a great ad for like the state of California, because the headline is "When you find yourself in California, lose yourself in Morro Bay." And then we've got kind of the activities there and the Morro Bay graphic, and then the body copy that I just read. And then a directional halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles on the Central Coast, just minutes from Hearst Castle and world-class wineries.
Could I make a suggestion? I think these are beautiful ads. I really like all of them. I think the color's great, the design, the balance is good. The only thing I wonder, and there's still something about this Morro Bay thing that bothers me, I love the bay. That seems to really feed together with that picture behind it. What if on the Morro part you did something with some of our old historic buildings, like the front of Coalesce Bookstore, something, if you're kind of getting to that go back in time, lose yourself, maybe the Kacha House. I don't know if that's a good image. Peter might know better. But something that gets that old town mm-hmm. flavor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we've got enough buildings in this town still that are left, the old music store, which used to be a theater, but pick up that behind here, because we know there's water. We've got plenty of the water and the rock and all of that. Anyhow, just an idea to bring in some different element, and that does tie in that quaintness that people mm-hmm. see when they come
yeah.
here.
Okay. So I think you can kind of see where we took the website, because once we started, I wanted to kind of get the creative approved first, then move on to the website. So the website's sort of reflective of this, especially the two scenic versions, but also the direction to go to Highway 1.
Yeah, I like it. Great. Thanks, John. Do you want us to pass these all back to you right now?
If you want to just collect them, maybe pass them all down to Peter, and then I can just pick them up at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Here, Peter, you're the ad keeper.
And let's see, I'm just trying to think if I have anything else to present. I think that pretty much covers it. Actually, I do have one more thing. I'm sorry. I mentioned about the billboard, and mm-hmm. the feeling was that Paso Robles is currently doing one, and there was an interest in looking at seeing what billboards are available right now. And we did find one. Billy, if it's the one that just shows the billboard.
It's a good time to get a billboard.
Yeah, I haven't looked in a while, and I was shocked.
Yeah, the prices
at the prices.
Have dropped.
And I'm trying to find it. I apologize, but let me just get this here. Here we go. So the first billboard, which you see there, is the whole idea, of course, is to try to get something that the people are coming from the north, that we can capture them before they have to turn on Highway 41. So the is it 41? That's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this one is just, as you can see, just about 2 miles north of Atascadero. So as they're coming into Atascadero, it's a big board. It's 10 by 40, and it's lit. And Gardner,
G.J. Gardner.
G.J. Gardner.
Yeah.
And this board's available. It's not lit, but it is big. And it's 10 by 40, and it's $900 a month.
$900?
Yeah.
That is so cheap.
Well, I think that, you know, given us both perspectives, I mean, obviously people coming from the south, coming from the north, I don't think it's too far away. And then the idea behind the image, and Susan, you'll love this because the image was the off of the website, that image of the Highway 1. And again, that will be tweaked. And actually, to be honest with you, we may have to go back, now that I'm thinking about it, and shoot that scene because we may not have high enough resolution to take from that to even make a billboard out of it. So that's another challenge. But that image, that was kind of what was discussed. And for the Highway 41, the message would be, and this is not maybe the exact words, but something to the effect of, don't miss Scenic Highway 1, exit, you know, visit Morro Bay, don't miss Scenic Highway 1, exit Highway 41. So in other words, people that are coming from the north, it will get their attention to say, oh, I've heard about, you know, Highway 1. We don't want to miss that. This is where we get it. You know, this is where we go. And, again, it's obviously giving them the directions of how to get to Morro Bay. Because once they get on 41, they're going to find us through the signage. And it's just, again, a way to get those people coming north, traveling south. And then also the other one would be hitting the people, obviously, coming south. I mean, ideally, it'd be great to have one 2 or 3 miles from when you get off, you know, get off of Highway 1 or 101, and you know that could happen. But these, you just can't, you know, pick the ideal board. It's what's available. But I was really pretty happy with the one in Atascadero. I mean, I think that one would really work.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's too far, and yet it's not too close either, because you want to give people a little time to decide, especially if it's spontaneous.
And you want to remind the people in North County that we're here because they do come down and spend the weekend to get away.
Well, I think it, and I think that shows by the web stats that, you know, we get a lot of, and I think that's another thing, a reflection of the economy. I mean, I don't think we necessarily have to assume that all those people who are from San Luis or the neighboring areas didn't want to come here and stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because people now with the reduced income, they still want to get away, but they don't want to get on an airplane or maybe even drive to L.A. at this point.
Well, BID should think about doing some more, like, or even the hoteliers doing, like, stay local campaigns, like Sycamore does a lot and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've always tried to get, I still want to do this before I don't do this anymore. I want to do the Kama'aina thing that we've talked about for years. I think that would take a lot of effort, but, you know, if you're local, both counties, and we could even add the valley to that, then you get the Kama'aina discount. And it would have to be substantial enough and universal enough throughout the city that it would work.
Mm-hmm.
But living in Hawaii, I mean, you don't go anywhere without asking what the Kama'aina discount is. And it's usually like 20%.
Hmm. So with these billboards, are they annual commitments?
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
So I guess one thing I could take to them is your feeling on doing a billboard. And then also, if you think they ought to do both or one, or how do you
I
feel about that?
I think they should do both.
I mean, it's their money, so you
especially,
can vote.
Exactly. especially because you, I mean, we obviously have just heard that there is a lot of people coming from the South. I mean, that is a big market. So, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think they should do both. I wanted, before we move on from your report, John, to see if you could give us an update. Maybe Peter is the better one, but I was just remembering about the photo expo. We haven't talked about that in this meeting, about just how the whole thing went.
I can tell you a little bit, and then Peter can as well, because I talked to Phil May, and I want to give, although I know Phil's not going to watch this program because he's in Mexico, probably recuperating from the photo expo. But I think it went really, really well. People were, I don't think we had a total sellout, but we came pretty darn close. I know people who participated all felt like that it was really a great event. And, you know, we purposely didn't over-promote it because we wanted to get through this first one and make sure we could fulfill what people wanted. But overall, I attended the very end of it because I was busy that weekend. But, you know, everybody seemed happy. And I know George Lepp, even during the conclusion of his lecture, said, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but if you want me back, I would love to come, and I would do a whole other type of presentation. And, you know, with his connections, working with National Geographic and all, I mean, he could really help make this thing a much bigger event, too.
What were the attendance numbers?
Well, it was all of the seminars were full.
And they seated like 300?
Well, total, I think there are 159 that came to all of the, and maybe closer to 175. What they were trying to do is fill up all of.
And I will try to get those names and acknowledge them because they really did a great job and they really took the time to do it. And this thing could be as big or as small as we wish. Because I honestly believe if we really wanted to make this into a major event, all we'd have to do is advertise it in some of the photo magazines. And we had out-of-state people come. Even with a minimal outreach that we did, it definitely was not just local. I mean, there were a lot of local people who came, which is fine, but there were a lot of people who came from out of this market, too.
That was going to be my question. Is I spoke to a number of people on the Embarcadero that came in that were from surprisingly far away that came for this. And I was curious, which I thought was great because it opened their eyes to this area, and a couple of them had never been here before. One of them, his family happens to live in Atascadero, blah, blah, blah. But where did you feel people were coming from for this?
Well, they were coming from California and in northern, southern, and certainly central coast, primarily. But, you know, it was some bugs have to be worked out with the website that they created. There was some flaws in it. But for the most part, they were able to click on it and register and go through, you know, the process. And that really made it easier. And then they kept track of how many were sold. I think the in a number was like 165 or something like that.
And it didn't lose money. I mean, it actually, there's a little bit left over from having this to have some seed money to start the next one.
Great.
And, you know, again, that was a pretty big gamble because, and just again, keep in mind that George Lepp, you know, had we not been able to get the amount of people we got, I mean, he's, what was it, $5,000?
$5,000 that Canon put up, right?
And then the Canon rep, I mean, he was there, and that guy was busy the whole time I was there, and he was thrilled. So, again, just creating this relationship with somebody like Canon, George Lepp, I mean, I've been working on the film festival board for almost 10 years, and what happens is eventually you get one or two people who are in the industry. Like we had Neil Travis, who's an academy, he edited Dances with Wolves. And once you get somebody like that on your board or involved in the activity, it's the whole next plane. Because he got us Morgan. I don't need to digress, but I mean, he was able to get Morgan Freeman, and then this whole thing just. This photo festival, I honestly believe, could really put us on the map big time.
Great. And,
because we've got the product. You know, not only do we have beautiful scenics, we have wildlife. And then on top of that, we have professional photographers who either retired or working that live here. And that combination is just phenomenal for this destination. And there's not everybody that could do that.
Well, I want to thank you, John, because I know that you, like, this was your brainchild and that you were really, you know, even though you didn't necessarily produce it, you put the people in place. And thank you, Peter and the Chamber for helping out and getting it done, because definitely think that it's an asset to our community. So glad to hear that was successful.
Sure.
Moving on, the Public Relations Subcommittee did not meet. The Website Committee, I presume, met to discuss the website.
We did meet, and John took up a lot of the topics that we did discuss. There was one other topic that Bill and I talked about. We worked with Peter and John on it, and that was the calendar. Excuse me. It seems the calendar had not been brought up to date, and there weren't very many descriptions of the actual events. And I believe as we speak, that is being taken care of, and for the most part, it has been. We wanted the calendar to reflect all of the activities for the coming year, right through December, and they weren't doing that. They listed the items, just the list and the date, no description of where it was to take place, who to call for more information, and things like that. So we called that to the attention of the powers that be, and they have corrected that, I believe, and so our calendar should be accurate right now.
Great.
And then the other part, of course, we met with the BID subcommittee to discuss the things that John has talked about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody has any questions, that's what we did.
I think part of the reason for the calendar, it was never an intentional thing, but I think just in the transition of new information versus old, it got left off temporarily.
But it got left off months after month. I can understand that, but it was quite a lengthy time that the calendar was that way.
Mm.
And so when people go to look to see what's happening, and there was nothing there. So that's why we thought it was important that get brought up to date.
Thank you, Ed, for being on top of that. That's important. We really appreciate your diligence with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, great. Artistic Review Subcommittee. Was that the subcommittee that we created last time, or do we have that?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
We sort of have it.
Okay.
And we had a brief little meeting this morning. We tried to get Tracy, but we couldn't find you yesterday. So, sorry, honey. Yeah. And I realized from having been at a chamber board meeting where John Solo was that the BID group was already sort of making decisions on the logo and stuff, which that's fine because we had voted on the one that mm-hmm. we liked the best. And I think they do fishing. There's surfing, walking on the beach, kayaking, sailing, shopping. It's the gateway to the North Coast and Hearst Castle and these kinds of things. And again, not necessarily catering to the cocktail crowd, that it's sort of the wine in blue jeans crowd, the comfortable, you know,
the comfort zone.
There you go. That we have the avocado orchards and the citrus places, and you can go and eat oysters, and you're not going to, and the farmers markets, and you're not going to eat oysters and barbecue in your stiletto heels. You're probably going to do it in your cutoffs or your blue jeans and your sneakers. And so it may be time in the coming year to reexamine what the promotions committee is promoting and take advantage of what we have. Don't try and invent something that we're not.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a phenomenal town,
mm-hmm.
And there is a lot to offer here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think that makes total sense,
mm-hmm.
and I think that at some point in time we should probably have like maybe even a retreat,
mm-hmm.
you know, to
mm-hmm.
discuss that, because I know originally when we talked in presenting this to the council, you know, there was a feeling, well, how is this all going to work, and is it going to be duplicated? And I think there were a lot of people that felt like the natural transition would be for this committee to get more involved in the shopping and the activities and things like that. More, as you said, the BID getting it to stay, and then what did they do once they're here? And this committee, you know, can take over once they're here. And they are two different types of campaigns, and as much as we try to do all of it together, it might be better to have a separate campaign. And I know San Luis kind of went in this direction when their BID, because now they have, I think, their promotions committee is talking about like shop local and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be a good transition, and I think it would, and I think that it's appropriate, not as you said. What we did, I still stand behind. I think that was the correct way
Absolutely.
To go, is to get the BID going, and this committee was gracious enough to, you know, front load that effort, but then eventually, you know, have some sort of retreat to talk about that, because there is a real need for that as well. And it's one thing to get them here, but if they get here and they don't feel fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
and I think, Liz, what you said too about a whole aspect of how to treat these people once they're here too, because people now really expect a lot.
I can tell you that a day doesn't go by that I don't hear in my restaurant how someone was treated elsewhere. Not necessarily here in Morro Bay or in San Luis Obispo, but in general. And I think it's absolutely fundamental that we all know how to give directions. I was in a pretty prominent business yesterday, and I was absolutely amazed by the poor directions being given. Hello, I look at the way we're treated in some of the restaurants locally, and it's ridiculous. I will not go back and spend my money. So we need to remember that we are all ambassadors of goodwill. We need to know directions. We need to be able to say, I'll be right back with your change. Not look at a $2.50 bill where somebody's put down 20. Do you need change? And we see it all the time in this business. We have to be ambassadors. We have to behave ourselves. We have to look at it and go, hey, you don't know how to make that? Well, wait a minute. Go to so-and-so. And it needs to happen here every single day in every business.
Chair Osgood, I would remind you that we have a joint meeting that's tentatively scheduled for, it was scheduled for November, December, and perhaps, and we were putting that off because we were waiting for the website.
Right.
So as soon as we feel like we have some good direction there, we will schedule that joint
right.
meeting with the TBID, the Community Promotions, and the City Council. And certainly that might be something you want to talk to the City Council about, the direction of the board. And it might be premature at that point, but we certainly want to discuss that with the council as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think there's a whole other side to the coin of the BID. We all recognize that they want to put people in motels, and their thinking is that if people stay in Morro Bay, then they'll spend the money and so forth. Let's flip that coin over and say this, that, you know, if people come to Morro Bay and they find things that they want to partake in and they enjoy themselves, then they will want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a two-sided coin. It's not only putting them in the hotel so they'll stay the next day,
right.
but if they stay overnight and there's nothing to do the next day, what are they going to do? If we get them here and they enjoy themselves, they will want to stay more. Maybe they'll want to stay two nights or three nights.
I think
so. There's another side to this argument.
And I do think, I can't speak for them, but I guess I will, but I think they, I honestly
have our own identity, and that we do communicate that to the council, that if, you know, if maybe even moving on in 2010, that we need to come up with more ways to, you know, to advertise and promote the shops mm-hmm. and the attractions and all of the, you know, aspects of that. We, of course, still want to partner with the BID, but having a separate goal would be a good concept so that we are not duplicating ourselves.
Well, they're very specific in their focus.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're much more all incorporating
broad.
In ours.
Well, as
so
Heather pointed out earlier, you mentioned that, and we are, a more of a merchant-based group.
Mm-hmm.
That even with one hotelier on this board, it's still more of a merchant-based group from the standpoint of retail and merchants. They are very specific, and that is lodging.
Mm-hmm.
And so they really are the lodging arm of our committee.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's really a place for both committees.
Yes,
absolutely.
It has to be.
Right,
absolutely.
But I do think that needs to be communicated to the council. So, I mean,
I
as a group, obviously we're in the middle of our fiscal year, so we know we're going to exist, I would presume, until June. But I do think that it would be a really good idea for the committee to campaign to the council and to the community that the promotions committee has a purpose.
I think that's a good idea. How do we go about doing that?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, we're getting way off topic and we're not on our agenda at all.
You are.
Well, maybe if I can make a suggestion, maybe do put this on the agenda.
I think that would be a good plan.
I think Andrea had a good point in that it may be a missed opportunity for this group if we don't use that opportunity when we meet with the council, because I think that they certainly have plenty of meetings that they need to do, and if we had an idea, and probably, you know, coordinate this with the BID too, and go there with, you know, some purpose, and not only is it here's what we did, here's what we want to do.
So can we agendize that for the next meeting, please? And what we would like to agendize is the discussion of I would guess the future of the promotions
yes, committee
and the promotions committee and clarification of our goals and intentions.
A purpose statement, basically.
Yeah.
Because if we're all on the same page and have the same statement that we can present to, as we, you know, I run into most of our city council people on a daily basis, I think most of us do, and that we have something we can go to them with and show up at a city council meeting and say, just to let you know where we're at, this is what we're doing.
Right.
For the community and the city council, so they do understand that. What we're doing.
Well, I just add one final thing. I think that's also important because, you know, realizing that next year, you know, they drop to 2%. So they're going to need, the BID is going to need that help to be picked up, you know, by this group as well.
Okay, great. Thank you. We do not have any items under unfinished business, new business. There are no items. How about discussion of new ideas? Does anyone have any new ideas they want to?
Brief update. We had mentioned at one time somebody possibly doing a car show in Morro Bay with Volkswagens. I mentioned that to two people I know. One of them is just an avid collector and knows a number of people that run other Volkswagen shows around the country, and he transports cars for them and stuff like that. The other one actually worked for Volkswagen. He's from Germany. And he's a retired executive from there. I talked to both of them. I just mentioned it in passing. I spoke to them again the other day. They've already gone and talked to other people that run Volkswagen shows and road rallies and stuff. And they're meeting with each other and discussing the possibilities. So I told them when they got to the point where they wanted to talk to somebody, they'd come talk to us, or I'd introduce them to Peter or whatever. But they're rolling with it. So
cool.
No pun intended. But
I think it would be
great.
I think it would be great.
It
I think a whole
like
revival
yeah.
would
cool.
be really cool.
Is there as a month of the year?
And I have my Volkswagen thing. I'll be sure to enter.
I'll introduce you to them. We'll find out.
Great. That's terrific. Okay. I think we just have one new agenda item. Are there any other agenda items that anyone would like to add?
Well, maybe if we can discuss a little bit about the tour packages that we're talking about.
That would be great.
And perhaps put that on the agenda to look at different ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that
I'm sorry?
Bus tour packages?
Bus tour packages, yes. Sorry.
Okay. Anything else? No? All right. Well, good meeting you guys. Thank you so much, and we will see everyone next month.
Or maybe sooner. Yeah, that's okay. I'll just be there.